So we had a walkthrough last night. We went through some of the tape from the previous game and then got right on to Tennessee, walked through last night, and then again today. So moving along pretty quick. Everything that we're doing this week with the mindset of doing everything we can to get the players so they play hard and fast on Thursday. So you see a little bit different tempo, a lot of mental parts of it. I know we got to streamline it because of the short period of time, but it's all coming together.
Are you ruling
Sendarik
out for the year?
Yeah, he's going to be on IR. We don't know when. You know, that's up to Dave when he does it. But
Are you okay with your defensive line depth, or are there options there to call up?
Yeah, fortunately, we got some guys that play multiple positions, like Avery, you know, can play multiple positions. So, you know, we keep looking at that, and, yeah, we should be okay, though.
Yesterday, he thinks he can handle more snaps. Do you like the spot where he's at, though?
I do like it where it's at right now, the ability to keep them both fresh. But I'm sure he feels that way, you know, that he can handle it, and he may have to.
Do you see Ryan Davis getting involved a little bit more in the rotation now that you do have that opening?
You know, it's a little bit different position. You know, Sendarik's interior D lineman, so, but Ryan Davis will have about the same role.
Back today, what's the progress?
Yeah, he'll just keep progressing. That'll probably be a game-time decision.
We'll start for a month.
We'll see.
We'll see. Mariota, you hadn't seen much of him yesterday. Have you gotten a chance to
Yeah. You know what I really like is, for being as young as first year in the league, his poise really stands out. He's got a really, really good quick release, makes really good decisions. You know, that intermediate game, quick game, does very well in that. And obviously, like you'd guess, throws on the run pretty well. Movement passes.
So what's the challenge when you guys had this last year with Blake, when you have a rookie quarterback and you've only got so many days to get him ready for a game?
Well, it's, you know, to get as many looks as you can. You know, you're trying to get the quarterback. So a lot of it doesn't come in practice because you're really limited that way. So it's got to be your film work and your study outside of practice.
Do teams usually have fewer wrinkles on a shorter week? I mean, do you feel like what they've shown on film is what you'll probably see?
Well, I think, you know, every game you're going to see, you know, wrinkles. It could be one or two different things. But you try to stay true to who you are for the most part. So, you know, speaking of us.
Could Andre give you any more three?
He can play inside some. Yep.
Had some good games against you last year. What makes him so effective?
Well, I think he's, you know, when you look at three techniques, the ideal three technique that can penetrate and, you know, moves really well, one-on-one with the guard, you know, his pass rush. So they move him around some, and just the matchup that, you know, that's more of an issue than anything.
What's your reaction to the NFL statement yesterday about that game shooting?
You know, I heard about, but I just talked to the team. We just, you know, because of such a short period of time, you know, we've just moved on to Tennessee.
Do you agree with them?
I think, you know, in terms of that, sometimes, you know, when we send in plays and stuff, a lot of it comes back as judgment calls. And I know, you know, that's been talk about it. So, you know, we really, truthfully, haven't put a lot of time into it.
But is it disappointing that they don't even let you celebrate for 24 hours before they're crapping on the win?
Oh, no. Believe me, we celebrated.
Hearns, back out there. Do you feel good about where he's at as far as...
Yeah. He came back. You know, I think I mentioned this before, that we kind of had this in mind, that he was going to go get a look at, and he came back and was right back at it in practice.
All those takeaways on Sunday, not a lot of points. How much of a downer is that for a sideline when you can't capitalize?
Well, obviously, you'd like to come away with points. I mean, that's, you know, we keep track of it. And, you know, but I think what it did do was it changed the field position. And like I said, I think there was six times where they were in between that yardage that we talked about, and they came away with no points. So that's the positive part of it.
Do you have a mindset when you get a sudden change like that? Do you want Ole to take a shot, or do you just want him to run his...
There's times, yes. I think that you see a lot of teams will do that. They'll take a shot, first play or second play they come out. So it's depending on what the team does defensively and what we feel like, you know, our strength is.
Did you like Greg's calls on those openings? Did you like what he was doing?
Yeah, I'm trying to go back at all of them and think about it. You know, we just watched them and, you know, kind of the idea of what we were doing. So one of them really wasn't a sudden change mentality. We picked it off, I think, at the, what, 5-yard line. You know, but the sudden changes when they're at the logo area, that's when you look at it.
How expect Blake, I expect him to rebound after a very pedestrian.
Right. I expect him to do very well. You know, it's a short week, so he goes through that same struggles, you know, trying to prepare as much as he can. But, you know, there were some good things that he did, and he's got to build on those, and hopefully he sees the things that he didn't do well and corrects them in a hurry. You know, we talk about quickly recovering as a team, and each player has to do it, and he's no different.
But do you think that given what he has shown on the field in terms of recovering from bad stuff, that that also applies game to game as well?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. That's what he has to do. You have to have a short memory. It's kind of like a corner. You know, you learn from it, and then you got to move on. And, you know, the challenge for him and this team is consistency. So you're going to have days that, you know, listen, as a team, there's times when defense has to pick it up for the offense. Offense has to pick it up for the defense. There's games like that. And so hopefully, you know, the whole offense bounces back.
Follow up on the communication with the league office. When you send in a call, have they let you know this year that they've screwed up against you guys?
Yeah, they've communicated with us.
But why do you think they... felt the need to announce it.
I don't know if they did per se. You know, I don't know if it came from the people that we talked to. You know,
TJ possibly, you know, uncertain. Denard his status, and sort of how you feel about Denard.
Right. Yeah. I think we've been talking about the past couple of weeks to try to see if we can get him more reps. It hasn't worked out. You know, I think his focus should be on the number of reps he does get to make sure he, you know, does very well in those reps, and hopefully then his numbers will increase. So TJ's down, he'll get more of an opportunity, and hopefully he takes advantage of those plays that he gets.
Dick LeBeau has changed teams with his reputation for being tough on young quarterbacks. Is that a factor for Blake?
Well, I think, you know, the personality of the guy. You know, I know Ray's calling the plays, but there's some influence, I'm sure. So, you know, I think it's their style that they play. They're very aggressive. They like to attack. They've done a number of sacks. And, you know, it's because of who they are up front and some of the pressures. So I think you understand the whole personality of their defense and then plan accordingly.
Is it pretty much what LeBeau's done in the past?
Yeah, very similar. Yeah.
You guys try and practice a lot of situations, but is there any way to, I guess, simulate the chaos that you guys had at the end of that game? 8 seconds, guys running out, you know what I mean? Trying to get up there.
Right. Well, you do it, you know, a lot of the 2 minute. Same type of terms apply in that situation. So, you know, I think you do. We practice 2 minute all during training camp every day. If not live, we do a walkthrough on it. And same thing, like every week we do it. So, you know, it's that situation where you're talking about getting the ball back to the official, get lined up, get set. So those principles apply at that last play as well.
A little different though when game's on the line. And
sure. You would hope they'd have the same urgency, but they should recognize the situation and, you know, place even more importance on it.
Thank you guys.
Okay. Thank you.